Good morning, it is 10:59 a.m. and I've just made myself a cup of tea, which is probably cold now and probably ridiculously strong. Yes, it's kind of lukewarm now. Yeah, I'm going to stick that in the microwave, it's horrible. Anyway, so I've just, I dropped off my son this morning at school. I swear this week is just a persistent reminder of how unorganised this school is. The last couple of weeks of, you know, early December, late November, we've been told that there's a school Christmas thing going on with the older kids. I think it's year 2 and 3 are doing the nativity or something similar to the nativity, you know, basically some kind of Christmas play. And I kept asking to make sure that that reception in year one or whatever, or the nursery, weren't doing anything. And they kept saying, no, not doing anything. It's like, fine, so I don't have to sort out, and don't have to worry about, you know, making sure he's got a costume, or making sure that he wears this, blah, 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 you know what I mean? So I kind of just, you know, fine, that's fine. I'm cool with that, I can deal with that. And then on Monday, we got told that the nursery and reception class are going to be doing Christmas carols. And not only that, we found out that they have to wear something Christmassy. Not sure what's consisted Christmassy. We've got a Christmas jumper with little gingerbread men that are wearing like Christmas hats and scarves and stuff that I bought last year for the exact same reason with the nursery, who again did the same thing. They went, oh, by the way, you have to wear something Christmassy. So I grabbed it and thankfully it still fits him. It was a 3 to 4 year size and he is 4 and a half. He's quite a small child. So it does, he's been wearing it and it fits like a charm. In fact, it's still slightly big lengthwise, although on his arms it's perfect length now. So I guess I can go away with that. Not sure what else. It just says it's basically a non-school uniform day, but to wear something Christmassy. So I don't know what else you consider Christmassy at all. Really, like, you know, clothing-wise. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think it through a bit more. The trouble is it's Friday and today's Wednesday, so I basically got tomorrow to, you know, I pretty much have to go out tomorrow to make sure that I do have everything that he needs for Friday. What else? Oh, and when I got there also, but there's been a notice on the window, I think since Friday, with all the kids' names, and you just take a photo of it and take it home and write a Christmas card, fine. But then suddenly there's a new post that's popped up next to it that tells you about the non-school uniform thing, and then it has to be Christmassy. But the other thing it says is, and there's no explanation as to why, but it says to please can the children bring the following, and there's various items, and now I remember two of them at least. One of them was a bubble bath, and the other one, which really just stood out, was alcohol. Now either the teachers are really desperate, or I'm guessing this is for a school raffle or a fair or something, to raise money for maybe a local charity or something. That's literally, I was like, fine, you know, maybe the bubble baths are for making like you know, some kind of special theme or something that they're doing at school before they go, they finish for Christmas time. And then just right, I was like, alcohol, what? Like, there's not even like, you know, it needs to be this kind of alcohol, it just says alcohol. And I'm like, right, okay. Don't really know what that's about. Yeah, not a freaking clue. Not a clue what that's about. currently just kind of catching up with washing. My daughter, thankfully, seems to be okay now. We've all been poorly. My daughter has probably been the worst the last few days, with horrible diarrhea attacks. That I now, most parents, especially the one who has to change pretty much all the nappies or most of the nappies, you just kind of get used to the fact that you're going to see a lot of poo, you're going to smell a lot of poo, you're going to have to just deal with that, and you kind of just do. And it doesn't seem to matter how gross or how disgusting or how smelly it is. You just seem to get it over and done with and deal with it. There might be one parent who just can't deal with that kind, a certain type of poo. My fiancé can't stand these diarrhea-y poos at all. But I've kind of just, you know, with both kids, I've kind of just gone, right, okay, whatever. I'll just do it. Hold my breath if I have to. And, you know, I don't know whether that's... I guess it kind of helps with cloth nappy use as well, to not have to worry about the smell. And they're saying that with cloth nappies, it definitely doesn't smell anywhere near as bad. Although the poo just smells the same. But there have been a couple with this diarrhea attack that we had with Cassie, that literally... especially the last one that I did, I really thought I was going to vomit from the smell and the look of it. It was just horrid. I can feel... Oh, it's just... I've never, ever felt like I couldn't change my child because of what the contents were. It was just horrid. It looked like she'd taken her nappy off, vomited in it, and then put it back on and then complained about the fact that she had vomit on her bum. That's how horrible it was. And oh, and my fiance can't do vomit at all. When I had morning sickness with my son, I'm not pregnant with my son, he just wouldn't go near me. He couldn't. And then when my son was sick a week or so ago, he was sick all over his bed. He literally went into the room, and then I heard him, and he just ran out of the room. He just couldn't deal with the smell, and it made him want to vomit. And he couldn't go near our son while he was vomiting in the toilet. So I literally just told him, please, could you just, unlock the back door so we can get to the washing machine so I can stick it in the washing machine straight away. He was just trying to find chores for him to do to help us, because he couldn't be near our son and somebody had to hold the toilet open for him because our toilet doesn't stay open. The lid won't stay up. And of course, he couldn't stand the smell of our son being sick. And he couldn't really help much with the bed sheets because he couldn't stand the smell of the bed sheets. Although he did take the bed sheets off for me, much to his dismay. You just can't stand the smell of certain things and certain poos and vomit. Vomit is definitely a no-no. I don't know. I think I have a problem with the smell of vomit. That one kind of made me laugh a little because it smelled like wine. And the reason it smelled like wine was he had quite a lot of squash that day. Some like blackcurrant squash. So I think that's why it smelled a bit like winey. With a bit of fish, because he had fish fingers. That was probably the gross part, was the fish fingers. Ew. I know, I'm being really gross. I should probably put a little warning on this title, like, warning contains vomit talk. Anyway, so, yes, that's been our last few weeks, really. Kind of sucks. Trying to get to finish off doing all this Christmassy stuff. And trying to find a place to put the Christmas presents that our daughter doesn't attack, because she's already attacked one of them and removed part of the wrapping. Yeah, a clever idea. Thanks for listening. Bye.